thanks to a lot of you guys and stuff, and all, we actually get to continue to work and get paid for it and stuff. And all, a lot of our co-workers. Where'd that come?
The resolution could be as high as 7 centimeters in pixels.
Is that your report?
No, I think he turned on another room.
How does the So when we have the raw images, multispectral images, we apply.
He turned on Studio 3 instead of 2, I believe.
Thousands of pieces based on the color and the shape of object. And basically, you can see them.
I don't see your mouth moving.
Yeah. I see right off the bat he follows the same philosophy I do. When all else fails, read the instructions. He was getting his instructions.
From the raw images in this area. And the value of this larger, or we call super pixels, is mean of the raw pixels in this small area, And then we apply K-means algorithm.
Richard probably never heard my accent like that. Has it got it back? I don't think it's working back there. Dusty, you can't hear nothing, brother, back there, can you? Yeah.
My check, 1, 2, can you hear me in the back? Everybody in the back hear me? No?
We'll get everybody to move up here close pretty soon.
Robbie, you've only got a few minutes left.
No, I'm really glad to move so fast now.
Now, had I been a good staff person, I'd have had all this worked out before I came in.
How about it now, back there? Good, okay. Well, thank you all for having me, and I'm always happy to be the first one to go. I always get a little anxiety or something, like when I'm sitting there like this morning, I'm going to hurry up and get mine done. I'm not that I'm nervous or anything about it and stuff, but I just, when you got something to say, you just want to get on and say it and stuff. So, thanks. Of course, y'all seen this, the cotton belt and where our classing offices are, where it's classed. I'm going to move on through all that real fast. This is what we've classed through yesterday. Upland, 14.1 million. And our estimate right now is 16.7. Overall, putting the Pima with it, 17.4, and we're at 14.7. And this is where the upland cotton's produced. You can see the Texas, how much it fell off the green line on top. And the big increase in the Mid-South to move all the way up from 2016. 2 million to 3 million bales, so it's continue 20% to 30%, of the U.S. crop. But, from what I'm gathering, I don't know this cotton market now, what's going to happen, but the grain market's taking a turn to the south, too. But it looks like we have potential to even have more acres next year, is what I've been hearing. All right, to get into the quality. You can see how much the hurricane and all the rains we've had. When you take nothing but color grade, 41, 32 and higher. Most years, we've been 90-something percent. 2015 was a wet year, too. 2018 dropped down to 82%. When you look at it by region, we've actually dropped in every region. I'm going to bend this down just a little more. Gets in the way of my seeing the graph. Of course, we're down in every region, the most in the Mid-South. We had quite a bit of rain from about the time they killed the cotton. It was opening up. It seemed like it was raining about every 5 days. The 31, just nothing but 31 color, you can see how it really took a tumble from, 72% last year down below 38% for 31s and higher. When you put the Mid-South and the Southeast on it, you see even more. Let's see if I can. Well, that shows. Yeah, it shows on screen. Look how much of the Mid-South. You know, it's pretty much a 41 crop in the Mid-South. Of course, you know, that's how it was for years. The Mid-South would predominantly be 41. I'm sort of surprised with all the rain we had that we kept as much white cotton. The producers were real good about holding off and letting it bleach back out and stuff with it. We didn't have as much light spot as what you might have thought. And, of course, Texas here, it dropped down on the 31s also this year. But that may come up some, you know, at the quality we've been seeing out of Lubbock, La Mesa, and Abilene. You may see this Texas trend come on up back above 60%. Leaf grade, it increased significantly. You thought with all the rain we had, it would have washed a lot of the leaves off, but I don't know if a lot of them stuck on there. I know we had some second growth that put some leaf on there, but a lot of the fields I saw were still killed. I did see some that, of course, had that second growth on it, but so I don't know if, Richard, if y'all had to go back and kill some, you know, spray it again or not. But it looked like it had killed a lot of the cotton that I saw.
We had a lot of stuck leaves, but we couldn't
much. Yeah. And there's a leaf grade by region. Increase in the Southeast, Mid-South was the same. And in the early part, we've had a big increase in West Texas. I was afraid it was going to be like that crop 2 years ago in West Texas when we had all the 6-7 and a few 8s, but it seemed like we got through that pretty quick. On the flipping it around the other way and looking at the percent of 5-leaf and lower, the Mid-South actually is not as high as it has been. Southeast was higher, and Texas, Oklahoma was higher, and the far west is higher. The U.S. crop's higher, of 5 and lower. Extraneous matter, currently it's not as high as it was last year, but typically as we go later and later into the crop, we do start to see a little more extraneous matter. And there it is by region, which, you know, you look over the years, the Texas area has really dropped back in extraneous matter. And, of course, we have had some years it was over 50% in Texas. Now, everybody's favorite subject, and for what few bales, I mean, it's not a lot of the crop, 3,265 bales that we've called plastic in. And last year it was 2,207, okay? But this is not the final. This is how many we've called. But I want to show you the extraneous matter across, you know, some of them, they don't even bring up the bar if there's so few, and plastic's one of them, 0.022%. The bark, you know, is the major extraneous matter, and then seed coats next. Number of bales, this is the same thing except number. Seed coat, 72,000. Barks, 745,000, you might say. And when you see that 2602 on the plastic, a while ago I showed you it was 3,000. That's how many we called, but it's only 2,600 now because 500 or 600 of them have been reviewed. And most of them, after they're reviewed, probably it's been less than 50. that it still had plastic in the review class. Here's where they were called, in the Southeast 373, 754 in the Mid-South, Southwest 2000, Far West 119, and that's split between 62 Upland and 57 Pima. Then this is what I was talking about a while ago. That's the 3,265 is what we had classed, but what's out there now on the database is 2602 because of the difference in the original class and the review. Average micronary went up just a little this year. And by region, the big difference was, look at Texas, the black line compared to this year. You know, they probably had 60 or 70% of low mic last year, and their mic now is averaging in around 4.2, 4.3. Another slide, I didn't know I'd left this in there, to be honest with you. You can see the yellow line. Texas had over, this is just Lubbock and La Mesa, 70%. Oops. 70%, and, well, goodness. I guess I can use the mouse. And they're down below 10% this year, Lomont. Average micronary by region. Down in the Southeast, up in the Mid-South. Of course, what I was just talking about on Texas. Oh, gosh. This thing's going backwards. It's really going crazy. All right, strength. Of course, that's insignificant from 29.9 to 30. In fact, if you look at the history for the last 10 years, it's pretty insignificant. You know, we've had a low of 29.9 and a high of 30.3. So, you know, it looks like the varieties we have now and the strength is remaining consistent. But not so on the length. And I'll get to it in just a little bit. Our strength is actually down in Southeast and Mid-South, but up in Texas and the Far West. But look at the staple. You know, there we've gone from 35.7, 35.9, 36.3, all the way up to 36.7 this year. And the Southeast, Texas, and the Far West had improved, but the Mid-South, which had been, really had a long staple last year, it was down just a little bit. We had a lot of hot, dry weather right before we started receiving all the rain. In August, September, we were extremely dry over most of the Mid-South, and then started raining about harvest time. But there's a trend ever since 1991 when we went 100% HVI, and you can really see that the staple is continuing to get a little longer. Base quality. You know, I checked my figures and checked the data on this twice, and it to be that close to last year, but we had some improvements in some areas and down in other, but this is bales that compose all the factors of the base quality. So, you know, strict low, four leaf, and better, no extraneous matter. So we're running almost identical. But you're not going to see this on the high quality, the 31s and higher. This is 31, 3, 35s, no extraneous matter. So, you know, we took a dip. Even in the Far West, that's as low as we've ever seen it. But Arizona had a lot of wet weather for them at harvest time, and they had a lot more strict lows, a lot less 31s. And Arizona makes up a higher percentage of the Far West. Now, most of the California is Pima, so they don't represent near as much of the upland for the Far West. But down in all the areas, Now, this is something new that I've never put this on there before, and David Blakemore gave me this idea of some time back when he was wanting to compare premiums and discounts for Missouri and look at his gin compared to the state. So I thought, well, you know, a lot of producers anyway, that's, you know, they understand that better than showing all those quality factors. So this sort of summarizes it. And of course, three states on here have a negative. So that on average, they have an average discount. That's Florida at minus 77 points, Kansas at 133, and Tennessee at minus 33. All the rest of the states still had a premium. But compared to last year, when you look at it, even though Kansas was down, they're only down about half of what they were last year. So the red line is this year, and you can see the value. This is using loans, premiums, and discounts compared to last year by state. I'm going to go to region. Maybe it makes it a little easier for you. Southeast is down from 216 to 80, Mid-South 245 to 47. But Texas has an increase, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, from 18 to 60. And then what I was alluding to in Arizona, that's when you see the down in the far west, 436 to 316. But if you don't look at it on 3 years, for the Mid-South was pretty much identical in 16-17. So to go from 245, 248, 245, then down to 47, that hit some pocketbooks. But I told them earlier this morning, when you get over here to the U.S. and look at that difference in the 127 and 67, I applied that back to that 16.7 million bales I showed you earlier, and it calculated a little over $120 million in value out to the producers, you know, so. I know 60 points don't sound a whole lot here, but when you put it across that many bales, it makes a big impact. So you can imagine in the Mid-South, what, 200 points, that's $10 a bale, and all the bales that's produced in the Mid-South, that's a lot of money. And I believe that's going to wrap me up. Oops, I told Stan I had to pay me. Has the light gone off on me?
Nope, not yet.
He's probably the only, is anybody else gin Pima or grow payments in here? I'll move through it real fast. He knows this already because he and Greg talk all the time. But 99.2 is that's what they look for, is a grade 3 and higher. So it's up in one of the highest years. But I had to show this last year of the 1-1s, and that was the highest crop we ever had, a percent of 1, leaf grade 1, color grade 1. Well, this year, even though when you go back and look at, you know, the 3 and 3s, what we had this year, we had more 2s. A lot more two grade in Pima. The Micronair, and I went out an extra place on this. It changes very little over the years and stuff, but from 413 to 415 average. The strength is, it continues to get stronger, and a staple increase too, 44 grams per tex. That's some strong cotton. Back when we pulled manual, you get arthritis pretty quick trying to pull that Pima and stuff and all, because it was hard to pull it out and stuff and all. So that'll wrap it up and stuff and all, unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Robbie? Okay.
They must all be pretty satisfied.
Yeah. Good deal. Thank you, Robbie.